Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Here we are. Welcome to another edition. Shout out to everybody that listens on audio, but shout out to everybody watching on, I call it on my text, YT. That's an abbreviation. Yeah, YT. That's shout out to the YouTube. Slang. We are talking today. I've got the Wanster on the ones and twos. I've got Nate the Great right here, partner in crime. Here we go. We're jumping into today's content. By the way, thank you to everybody. Talking to some people recently that listen every Monday. Wow. They got a Monday habit of listening to Leadership Lean In. Thank you to everyone. Every day, truly every day, I have to resist not being a reposter.
Yes.
Because the reposting is the retweeting of today's generation.
It is.
And every day people listen to Leadership Lean In, get tagged, and I want to be like, oh my gosh, it makes me so happy. I want to just repost it. But I got to show some restraint. Yes. I usually throw back, every once in a while, I'll throw back some praying hands.
Yep.
Some pounds.
Heart the, yeah, you got to
like it. Yeah, just, it means the world. The leaners are the best people in the world. I love going places and people are like, yo, I'm a leaner. I lean in. Shout out to everybody. We started this podcast, and this podcast exists because we're just trying to lean into the subject of leadership just to get a little bit better. Today, we're talking about choosing what is right over what is easy. Mm. This is a big deal because, you know, it's like anybody could take the easy way out, the road that's just like has no resistance. But I always think like if you want to be an effective leader, you have to always choose. It's like the movie. You got to always do the right thing. Doing the right thing over the easy thing, which, you know, we know the old saying is very true. Anything worth doing is worth doing right.
That's right.
Another way to say that is anything worth doing is worth doing slow. Mm-hmm. Usually it's the slow way that is the right way. But I think this is important because I think we live in a culture that's like always looking for what's comfortable, convenient.
Yep.
Always looking for, you know, I don't want any pushback, right. Any resistance. I want everything just to, you know, fall into my lap or be easy.
Right.
And I just find that leadership, it has so many challenges and, you know, you got to always do the right thing with every area of your life.
Right.
Your money, do the right thing with your money, do the right thing with your morals, do the right thing with your relationships, always do the right thing with your health.
Yeah.
And I just, this is a big deal to me and we're going to give some thoughts today, but I just think overall, it's like you'll never, if you always choose the easy road, I think you'll sabotage or you'll delay your destiny.
That's right.
Because the right thing, it's always the right time to do the right thing, by the way.
Hello.
It's never like, oh, it's the wrong, you know, it's like one of my favorite Ecclesiastes, you know, Solomon, the wisest man, a walking proverb. He said, only a fool waits for perfect conditions.
Right.
There's never a perfect time to sit down somebody and be like, you hurt me, you offended me, or never a perfect time to have a conversation that matters. Never a perfect time to start, you know, giving to a charity. It's never a perfect time.
Right.
But it's always the right time to do the right thing. And it's got to become a habit. It's got to become a lifestyle.
Default.
That the way I practice my living is I choose the right thing in the situation. We can think of a million examples of people that have done the wrong thing or in trying to take the easy way out, the easy road to success, the easy road to fame, the easy shortcut. You just think about that. But, you know, usually there's not a lot of people applauding and not a lot of people that are cheering the right thing.
Right.
Because it's in the shadows.
It's in the shadows. It takes a long time to, you know, when people think that these people got their fame quick, they didn't. It took time and time and then.
And I'm watching the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard stuff. And I'm just going like, wow. Yeah. This guy, you know, the easy thing for him would have been to try and defend himself, be out, you know, but he just waited.
Yep.
Till he can stand in court and be like, this is what happened. This is what she did. Look at the text.
Yep.
You look at the recording. So it's usually in the shadows, takes a long time, but it's always worth it in the end. So just a couple of thoughts with that is that if you're going to do this, you got to live with high conviction.
Yep.
Which I always think, you know, my convictions are not your convictions. I'm living with my own set, let's use the word values. I've right. got values. I'm living by these. This is my convictions about, you know, I keep saying money because I think you got to have great convictions about savings and investments.
Yeah.
You have to have convictions about assigning dollars. You know, money's like water. If you don't tell it where to go anywhere.
Yep.
So I just think you got to have convictions about the stewardship of, you know, my life. For example, I have a conviction about leadership leaning.
Yes.
About doing this podcast, I have a big conviction of investing and pouring into leaders all over the world. Mm. So I don't do this because it's like convenient or easy.
Right.
I do it because I have a conviction.
Yeah.
And I always just think it's always good to go by your convictions. And convictions remind me that I'm alive. Convictions remind me that I'm ticking. If I'm convicted about my words or convicted about my morals, I'm not convicted about my entertainment.
Yep.
You know, the thing about convictions, a lot of people don't want to feel convicted. To me, I'm so happy.
Yeah. When you say convicted, it's like, you know, I think maybe some people get the idea, you know, something I'm frustrated about. Like, what's another way to quantify conviction? Is it just, I feel a certain way, it weighs me down, I, you know, I have a passion? Like,
yeah, a conviction would be closer to me, a passion. More like the standard is here. And I feel not to live under that standard. Mm. And if I stoop down in my words, you know, morals, ethic, whatever it is, spending, I feel a conviction about I'm called to live at a higher standard.
Yeah.
I should be living there. And because I keep a conviction, I keep living at this standard.
Yeah.
That to me is like, it's value. It's conviction.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like there's something on me, so I can't. And to me, it's a leadership thing because it's John Maxwell. The more rights I have, the more responsibility I have, the less rights I have. So when I have these responsibilities on my life, I feel convicted. I don't have the right to say whatever I want to say. Right. I don't have the right to do whatever I want to do. I exchange my rights for responsibilities. And I live now at this conviction. I think the higher your convictions are, something that scares me about leaders is that we're always adding. These things are permissible. I can do this. We're always adding luxuries,
easy ways,
conveniences.
Yep, shortcuts.
I'm adding, now I can do this and I can indulge and I can't, but we're rarely taking away things. So I think even in your convictions, like it's always right to choose the right thing over the easy thing. The other thing I put down is a clear conscience. Like you just got, this is such a big deal. Living your life with a clear conscience. You can't afford to do the right thing with a guilty conscience.
Right.
Doing the right thing is actually what gives you a clear conscience. Doing the right thing with my social media, doing the right thing with my text, doing the right thing with, you know, just all my interactions, all my relationships, to the best of my ability, living at peace with all people. Athletic Greens is our newest sponsor. I started taking Athletic Greens because I am now a gut health guy and I want to be healthy. And to be honest, Athletic Greens is as good as it gets. To make it easy, Athletic Green is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/, let's say it together, LLI. That's it. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/ LLI to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All you have to do is go there. This is incredible. This is like such a resource. You're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and how do you say that word? Adaptogens. See, this is so healthy. This is so healthy, it's difficult to talk about. So so make sure that you are grabbing one of those, and we are very excited to be partnered with Athletic Greens at Leadership Lean In. You know, it's just your conscience, it will mess with you.
Yeah. Practically, so many people are exhausted and they think it's a sleep issue, an eating issue, an exercise issue. But the exhaustion that comes with not having a clear conscience, having to battle the way that you see yourself.
Man, I've talked to so many people like, I've never told anybody this. I had an abortion. I never told anybody this. I slept with somebody. I had, you know, just go on. And the guilt, the shame.
Yeah.
The moment I start to talk about these issues and air out these issues, and it's just
brand new
big,
person.
That big balloon just gets deflated.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very important if you're going to choose the right thing, it's always right. It's always worth it to do the right thing because it keeps my conscience clear. And if I have a clear conscience, that's where your confidence comes from.
That's it.
That's where, because if I trust me, you'll trust me.
Yep.
But if I don't trust myself, no one else will trust me. So I live I try and live a trustworthy life by choosing what is right over what is easy. The next thing I put down is you got to choose what is eternal over temporary. So we're talking about legacy stuff. I'd rather have a legacy of good stuff than live for temporary stuff. We just recently had a major faith hero, a monster. This guy, top of the food chain. And he recently passed away. When he passed away, things became exposed about what he was doing in his private life.
Yep.
And what's sad is now in his eternal, and for his legacy is tarnished.
Jeez.
His legacy is really, really, really hurt, suffering because of this. And it almost feels like a lot of his work was nullified. It is not, but it feels that way.
Right.
And I always think if I choose these temporary things, it's affecting
the
long-term success.
Yes.
And I'd rather have legacy, long-term success. I'd rather have a good, you know, this is one of my favorite proverbs. It says, a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his kids. So I always think the way that I'm living my life today, am I going to leave a mess, you know, with my kids, or a message? Your dad lived a life for others. Your dad lived a life of service. Your dad helped me when I did this. Recently, there's this pastor just passed away in Hawaii, just passed away 3 to 6 months ago. And everybody, the way that they talk, he just lived such a legacy. So his kids aren't finding out right now, wow, he was choosing the easy way. No, your dad was always doing what is right.
Yep.
And I absolutely love that because I think all of us, we get into these moments. If you get, I feel U2 lyrics coming on when you got stuck in a moment. I watched a lot of Sing 2 with my boys. But if you get stuck in a moment, you're going to indulge in these passing pleasures.
Wow.
These pleasures are here That's today, right. gone tomorrow.
Yep.
I would rather choose the high road, the right thing. And maybe I didn't get to have the ice cream. Maybe I didn't get to have the indulgence. But what it pays off down the road is just... It's worth its weight in gold because it's your name.
That's right.
The next one I put down is discern between what is right and what is wrong. So I've got to discern. Okay. This is easy. And this is the path of no resistance. This is the hard road. This is the right thing. And how do I just think you cannot be a good leader and have bad discernment.
Right.
The more your senses are, I don't think you can take things at face value. I think you got to peer behind the curtain and go, what's really going on with my child?
Yep.
What's really going on in my home? What's really going on with this person? And I got to discern. The more I choose what's right over what's easy, it heightens my senses. Choosing the easy thing desensitizes me.
Right. It's treating the symptom, not the source.
That's it.
And it's so easy to treat the symptom, put a Band-Aid on, go your way.
That's just behavior modification.
Yeah.
But choosing what is right over what is easy to me allows you to get into going like, okay, what's really going on? What's really right? What's really the good thing? What's really the thing that's honorable? How do I live a life of good reputation?
Wow.
And I think the more that you do that, the more you're just trained. Because, listen, it's the compound of consistency.
Yeah, that's it.
The more I walk in this, what's right, the more wrong really stands out.
Yeah.
And I can look at somebody and be like, the way you're acting, the what you're saying, how do I know what's wrong? If I'm always in wrong stuff, it's hard for me to look and see what's right.
Yeah.
Because I'm blinded by all this stuff. So
you're stuck in the moment.
You got stuck in the moment. I got to discern. Discernment is such a big deal, which we all have it. We have intuition. You know, if you're a believer in Jesus, God doubles down on this and gives you discernment.
Yeah, I love that.
And I just love that. And the last one is become. So we're talking about choosing between what is right and what is easy. And I think God, because he's so good to us, just kind of always molds us and shapes us to go, you're better than that.
Right. That's what conviction is.
There's a high, yes, there's a higher calling on your life. Hey, you know the standard of living.
Yep.
By the way, the standard of living is not what wants or the great things. The standard of living to me is biblical living.
That's it.
It's what the Bible calls a standard. Yep. So whatever standard God says is the standard, that's my standard.
Right.
So the standard for purity is biblical. The standard for speech is biblical. The standard for patience is biblical. So I'm just trying to live by that standard. So I always want to encourage people, even if you're doing the easy wrong thing now, that's all right.
Right.
Just get somebody on your shoulder that's just going, hey, buddy, you're better than that.
That's it.
You're called to something greater than that. And I think that's where our encouragement comes to go like, hey, listen, I've been choosing the easy thing. to me, I've been sleeping whenever I want to sleep, eating whatever I want to eat, saying whatever I want to say, doing whatever I want to do, spending however I want to spend. There's the easy way.
Right, right.
Okay, you want to live the easy way, you get easy results.
That's it.
Okay, so if you live a life of minimums, you're going to always live in the mediums. But if I want to do great things, I got to choose the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the right thing to me, it is very obvious. The right thing in this situation, take the high road. The right thing in this situation, forgive that person. The right thing, give that person money. The right thing, you know, go to the game and support them, or go show up at the house and bring them flowers and ice cream, or do the right thing.
Yeah.
And, I rarely find people angry at the person that are always trying their best to do the right thing. Right. You may get it wrong.
Yeah.
I may mess up.
You will.
Yeah. I will mess up. But guess what? I was doing my best to do it right as a parent, as a father, as a husband, as a leader, as a pastor, as a community. I'm trying my best. I'm going to get it wrong sometimes, but I'm not choosing the easy road.
Yeah. That's it.
Leadership Lean In. We love you.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how he shows himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.